was definitely one of the 100 that was a good tune.
Yes, that is interesting.
That was a beautiful tune.
Makes you want to go buy a wrench.
We had an honor. I don't even know if the person's here requested this, but this is really the only place we could try to do this. I haven't played this tune in at least 10 years, so I don't know if we can get through it. I apologize ahead of time if it becomes a disaster, but I hardly turn down a request, especially if I think it's at least 70% possible I can pull it off. So this is a tune that was written by Robin Frost. And Robin was known, well, I'm surprised, still, I don't think Robin's passed, I think he's still around. Still is probably still known for being one of those guys that wrote tunes that are almost unplayable on piano. Wrote a lot of stuff for MIDI computers and so forth, so that, you know, didn't take a real person to play it. And we're going to try one of those unplayable tunes.
Any hints?
This is a tune called Space Shuffle from 1980.
Oh, yeah. Space Shuffle.
Now, I have played this before, but late night drunk.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've never played it this early and sober. So.
Yeah, no, there's an intro, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Okay.
Yeah, this will be tempo de terras.
Oh, good.
The wrong one. Thank you. got 70% of it, I think.
That's amazing.
It's the altitude.
It's the altitude. That's what it is.
We're going to have to learn that.
Yeah, we definitely, I definitely need to learn that. So, how are we doing? Oh, good. Let's slow it down a little bit. Let's do it. This is a piece that I wrote. I was commissioned to write a tune a couple years ago, actually, for a couple's 50th wedding anniversary. And this is a tune called Song for Marcia. And it's loosely based on some, well, I guess some Joseph Lamb thoughts and with Roberto Clemente kind of in mind and some just other things. It was, he kind of fed me these ideas. He said, well, I want it to be something that I can play. And I said, well, that's fine. You know, where's your level of playing? And he said, well, I can play Roberto Clemente. It's okay, but I'll keep that in mind. So, yeah, I think this is, it's hopefully, he said it worked really well for the anniversary, so we'll see. This is Song for Marcia.
You count me in.
Yeah. Thank you.
pretty too.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Well, originally she was a girlfriend, and they got married.
Then they got married. 50 years later. Yeah.
Yes, sometimes happens.
We can make up some stuff.
That's true. We certainly could. What do you want to do?
I'm thinking the requests we have an awful lot of requests, but
we do.
We do, but we're going to kind of work them into the band set to cover them, like we did with
Bar Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Bar Mitzvahs.
Well, I know the one request. I'm wondering if
by beer.
Yeah.
We don't play Bar Mitzvahs. I mean, we're okay with that. We played a bunch of brisses.
Yeah.
Oh! Were you on the front row?
You have to be careful.
That was against the line.
Sure.
Yes, it was. Yeah, we had to go to Troy. That's good. No skin off bones.
This is all being recorded.
We could.
It's just it's never ending. Never ending.
We could. Yeah. Do you want to do Hallelujah? I mean, it's more of a big room piece.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well, we can. I mean, I don't know if the band would want it. Really.
Sunday after all.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Request.
Yeah, it was a request. All right.
Let me figure out what utensils.
Okay. Many of you know that Coots and I have done several albums together. We've done now 5 duo albums. And for those of you who aren't aware, we did it in a way to help us, as we get older, figure out how many albums we've done. So we put the number somewhere in the title. So the first one we did was called The Ones We Love. And then we did an album called Two Man Job. And then we did one called Three's Company. And then our Christmas album, which we decided to do, was called Home for the Holidays.
Yep. You're starting to stretch.
I did, I didn't say it made sense, but I'm just saying. But what we did on the first 3 albums is we like Christmas music so much that we decided to put a Christmas tune on those albums, even though they're not Christmas albums. So when we did an actual Christmas album, we thought we should probably put a non-Christmas tune on here to make things even.
Yeah.
So the non-Christmas tune that we chose was a great piece by Leonard Cohen called Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we've been requested to do that. We'll do that right now.
Yes, he did just that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Next up, our good buddy, Mr. Carl Suddy.
Leland.
That's all it needs to be said.